The Age of Desire by Jenny Fields, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Winter 1907. He stands at the edge of the salon, and Edith has the uncomfortable feeling he's staring. A dark-haired man, formal, self-certain. There are 10 roués like him in every café in Paris. But his sapphire eyes glimmer with a discernible intelligence. His coal-black lashes are as long as a giraffe's. Men should not be allowed to have lashes so seductive. He leans on one leg, observing the room, calculating. How hard he seems to work at doing nothing. Though Edith has been attending Comtesse Rosa de Fitzjames's Paris salons for just over a month, she already knows most everyone in attendance. The Abbé Mounier with his comical fountain of white hair and bawdy sense of humor.
And there she was wearing nothing but...
Playwright Paul Hervieux and poet Abel Bonnard arguing in the corner about what makes a human being beautiful. Russian ballet dancer Alexei Toplar with maestro Emmett DiCarlo, who leans his head toward him too affectionately, while Toplar's wife stands sulkily watching. And their hostess, Comtesse Rosa, enthroned by the fire, her crippled leg propped on an orange velvet hassock. They say the late Count beat her and broke her leg on purpose. The fact that she is an Austrian Jewess did not stop the denizens of this Bohemia from taking her long ago to their hearts. The French love nothing better than a female martyr. Clotting together at the side of the room.